Listener Production.
Hi, with your Queensland news briefing, I'm Courtney Thomas. The Queensland Health Minister will be joining her other state colleagues at a meeting in Canberra this week to hear more about the new federal government's health plans. Meanwhile, 516 people are currently receiving treatment for COVID-19 in the state's hospitals. It's as influenza numbers continue to increase throughout June. It's why Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk is urging Queenslanders to take the flu seriously this year.
We have a number of people at the moment in hospital with the influenza. There's 121 around the state, and we have 5 people in ICU. So it's no joking matter. So if you haven't had your flu shot, please go and get it. Don't forget the vaccines are free at the moment.
Today, hundreds of people gathered together to complete the final 10Ks of the Darkness to Daylight's Walk for Domestic and Family Violence. Leader of the opposition, David Crisafulli, was among the crowds in Brisbane hoping to eliminate DV.
And if we are serious about stamping out DV, we have to implement those things, and we have to do it with speed, and we have to do it with diligence, and we have to be serious about the resources and the laws that are in place. We can't keep failing Queensland women.
A manhunt continues in North Queensland after 3 male prisoners escaped from a Townsville correctional centre. Meanwhile, Hollywood star Orlando Bloom has been spotted out in a local Far North Queensland gym. The 45-year-old has just begun filming Wizards. And temperatures have dropped well below in multiple places across Queensland this morning. It's as an end to the sunshine draws near. An increasing amount of rainfall is expected to hit parts of Queensland by the end of the week. Briefly updating sport, and this Saturday marks an intense match between AFL North and Southern Queensland teams at the Gold Coast. The best of our regional footy talents will feature with hopes to inspire a new generation of footballers. Listener.